We begin at the Mishnah on the top of Mem Tes Amid Beis. We've already alluded to this Mishnah earlier on Mem Tes Amid Aleph, but now we see it, or it's formally introduced. Natol Mimena Eitzim Asurim Behana. If a person takes a branch off of an Asherah tree, you cannot get any benefit from it. Hisik Ben Esatanur, if you use it to light an oven, Im Chadash, if you're lighting it for the first time, it's brand new, so it's Yutatz, you have to destroy the oven because the heat strengthens the oven, and therefore it's considered as if the entire oven was built with Avodah Zarah. Im Yashan, if it's an older oven, Yutzan, then just wait till the heat cools down, and then you can use it after that heat is no longer present. Afabo esapas asura behana. If you use it to bake bread, assuming it's in the fashion when it's prohibited, what do you do with the bread? Asura behana. You cannot get any benefit from it. Nis arva ba'acheres. If that bread gets mixed with other loaves of bread, kulan asura behana. All of them are asura behana, and we do not, as you mentioned last time, adopt the concept of batul barov. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, however, Rabbi Eliezer says there is a solution. Yolech hana liyam hamelach. What you can do is you can take the benefit, whatever, let's say it was a $5 benefit, and you can just take $5 and throw it to Yam HaMelech. Get rid of it. And therefore, once you remove the value of the Avodah Zarah, then everything else should be permissible. Amr lo, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, ein pidyon l'avodas Chachamim. This idea of pidyon, of redemption, doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. That's part one of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, natal haymena karkor asur b'ana. If you take some sort of wood piece, wood chip, from the Asherah tree, that's also prohibited to get benefit from, arugbo sabeged asur b'ana. If you use something from Avodah Zarah to weave, if you use it to weave a piece of clothing, that clothing is now prohibited to get benefit from it. Nis'arev ba'acherim, va'acherim ba'acherim. If that gets mixed in to other clothes, and then other clothes gets mixed into other further down the line to another group of clothes, kulan asurim ba'ana, they all become prohibited for getting any benefit from it. However, Rabbi Eliezer has a solution, or a leniency, like we said before, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yolech Hanel Yam HaMelech, you can just take the value and whatever value brought by the Avodah Zarah, get rid of it, and therefore everything else automatically would be redeemed. However, Amru Lo, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Pidyon Lavodas Chachamim, that you cannot do this pidyon, this redemption, with Avodah Zarah. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is bothered why we have two cases which seem to be superfluous. One case is of Avodah Zarah, and one case is about an oven, and one case is about clothing. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Utsricha, we need both cases. Diyashminan kamaisa. If we only had the first case of the oven, behak amar Rabbi Eliezer mishum de'inaka gamra pas kalilai sura. I might have said the reason why we are lenient by the oven, that you can eat the bread if it's baked there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is because once the oven has stopped cooking, has stopped baking, then at that point the Isra is gone. You're not touching any Avodah Zarah in the bread. It was a grumma. The heat caused it to be baked, but when you take the actual bread itself, it's not infested with Avodah Zarah, as opposed to, the Gemara continues, Aval karkor to isal isur be'ena ema modid rabana. But the case of the karkor, where you have a wood chip which was used as part of the weaving process, well, that doesn't leave. It's always present. It's mamish there. So that perhaps they would agree, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would admit to the rabban that you should be machmir in that case. V'yashmin and karkor, and if it only had the second case of the clothing of the wood chip, pa'akamri rabbanan, only over there were the rabbanan more machmir. But maybe the Rabbanan would be lenient and side with Rabbi Eliezer on the case of the bread. Therefore, we need both of these cases. Now, once we've established the necessity for both cases, the Gemara has the following statement. Amar Rav Chiya Borei D'Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ze'iri, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. Stated in the name of Ze'iri that Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, that we can be lenient, we can rely on this pidyon. Igad Amri Amar Rav Chista Amar Li Abba Bar Rav Chista Hachi Amar Ziri Halakha Rabbi Lezer. Others say that it was Rav Chista who said, my father told me that this is what Ziri said, that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, that we can be yolich hana liyam hamelach. Now, comes along Rav Adabar Ava and makes the following qualification. Lo shanu elapas. This leniency only applies to the case of the bread, where you can be yolich hana liyam hamelach. Aval chavis lo, but if it was a barrel of wine, they were going to be machmir. If it was a barrel of wine, what kind of wine are we talking about? If it was Yayin Nesach, that gets mixed up with other barrels, all of them are Usur, and you cannot rely on taking the Hana to Yam HaMelech. Why not? Rashi explains that here you have Mamashus, Mishum de Isa le'Isser be'ene. The Isser is there, you see it. It's a barrel of Yayin Nesach. It's not like it's bread where the Isser was the heat that was used to cook. So the Isser is there, we're not going to be lenient in that situation. He does say, Rashi does say that there is one solution with the barrels. What you can do is you can sell all of the barrels of wine except for the value of the Yayin Nesach in one of the barrels. So you're selling it except for that value, so you're subtracting the value. In that case, you're not getting any benefit from the Isser Chavis. If you were going to drink it, or you were going to drink the other ones, or that would be a problematic. But if you're going to sell all of it except for the value of the Isser one, well, that's not your problem anymore. So you can sell it to somebody who is not Jewish, since they have no problem drinking Yayin Nesach, and you can just sell it to them, subtracting the value of the Isser Behana. So you subtract $50, let's say, whatever, from the barrel, and then you're good. The one barrel. We're not talking about mixed barrel of mixed Yayin Nesach and Yayin Heter. It's actually one barrel full of Yayin Nesach. So that's the one. But Rav Chista Amar, so that was the first item here, that this Heter only applies to bread, not to a barrel full of Yayin Nesach. But Rav Chista Amar, Afilu Chavis Muteres, however, Rav Chista is Mekel, and Rav Chista says, no, you can even do this with the barrel. You can even be lenient, and Yoli Chanel Yam HaMelech. There was a story where someone's barrel of Yayin Nesach got mixed up. A barrel of Yayin Nesach got mixed up with someone else's barrels. So what did Rav Chista tell them? He was leaning before. So Amar shakal arba zuzei v'shadi benhara. Take four zuz, throw it into the river. And then, in other words, you're yolech hanel liyam hamelach, v'nishtri lach, and it is permissible for you. What does it mean it's permissible for you? Presumably, we don't allow you to drink the wine once it got mixed in. We say, Bahana, you can get some benefit from it, but you would be able to sell them. Rashi says you would be able to sell them individually. You would be able to serve it to your donkeys to drink. But for you yourself to drink it, that we're not going to go that far and say that you can consume it, but rather it can be consumed by people that are others who are under your auspices, like donkeys, or you can sell it, even selling each one individually, that we're going to assume that this one is not the barrel of Yayin Nesach. But to drink it, we're not going to take that risk over here by Bittul to say that, no, I'm going to drink this barrel of wine because the Yayin Nesach is in the other barrel of wine. So Yolech Hanel Liyam HaMelech only allows you so much. It doesn't allow you to actually, again, to drink it, but it does allow you to get some other type of benefit.